This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a little bacon and eggs. That's right, a little morning baseball from Progressive Field in Cleveland. And boy, do the A's need to get a win. Every single day at 10 a.m., my phone sends me these updates that I need to be positive. I need to have gratitude. So Johnny Dosco joins us from Cleveland. Johnny, I'm just happy to have you on the program this morning. I'm happy to have a little baseball. I'm going to be positive. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, I'm happy to be talking to you. I'm happy it's 48 degrees or whatever it is. Woo! I'm happy that we're in the crisp, cold air here in Cleveland. I'm happy that the A's have a chance to get a win here against Tanner Bibee and leave at least with a happy flight, heading to New York for four and then Baltimore for three after that. So this is we knew going in, we have an ominous trip, but hopefully the A's can pick up a victory here today and get a nice outing from Ross Stripling.
Now, under 50 is not bad. It's just not all that comfortable.
Right. It's not the most comfortable, but it's fine. And you know, both teams have to go through it. So, yeah, no, let's play some baseball today, and hopefully the offense can get going. A little momentum from yesterday. You know, did get six hits, got the three runs, and got a double and a home run from Noda. Max Schumann, of course, his first big league hit was a home run. So, Esteban Ruiz picked up the first stolen base. So, some good things happened.
All right, it's been a long time since Ross Stripling got a W. It's time to put a W on the board.
It is. September of 2022, his last win, and hopefully today is the day that he does that, Townie, because they definitely, as you said from the outset, they need a win here today before you head to the Bronx.
They've been better against right-handers. That's good news. You take any stock in the scoring first? It's interesting. A's are 6-3 when they score first. 2-10 when the opponent puts a run on the board first.
Yeah, I don't know, Townie. You want to get on the board first. It's a small sample size, too. But I think the big factor is not only do you score first, but bury them early, right? Get four or five runs, take them out of the game early is what I'd like to see.
Yeah. You mean blow them out of the gate, right?
Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
You need
that
a 12-2
works.
Win. Yeah, it does. Get a 12-2 win. How about that? That'd be a nice flight home. Flight to New York.
They have been resilient in the last game of a series.
They have, and they did it in the last game, of course. That's the game against the St. Louis Cardinals, winning that game 6-3. So, yeah, you just want some signs of some momentum. Get some signs. The offense is really struggling right now. And all the guys, I mean, I was telling Vince on the radio yesterday, just I hope that when they get hot, they all get hot at the same time so you can put some runs together, get some wins.
And the one guy you got to get out, everybody's always so worried about home runs. Worry about getting Stephen Kwan out, the Bay Area kid.
Oh, he is something else. He is just a phenomenal hitter and just spraying the ball over the place. Example yesterday, two base hits to left, two hits to right, uses the entire field. A really, really tough guy to get out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. You know, players like him. We don't see him. The contact guy, always making contact, super high average. I have some notes later on for when we're doing stat of the day, but he's a lot of fun to watch. But not today. Got to get him out. Johnny, you have a great game. You have a great flight. And I'll actually talk to you in the third inning.
All right. Thanks, Townie. Appreciate it.
Every single Friday, we talk to the skipper, Mark Kotze. It's the Mark Kotze Show on A's Cast Live. It's running right now on A's Cast, but we replay it on Sundays for you. We did a little bit yesterday, too. Part two of my conversation this week with Mark Kotze, the manager of the A's, next, right here on A's Total Access.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
The Mark Kotze Show is brought to you by NestBetting.com. Check out their location in the Bay Area, or you go to NestBetting.com for your mattress, your pillows, your sheets, all your bedding needs, NestBetting.com. If I had to do a player of the game or what to watch for today, get Mason Miller in the game, for God's sakes. When he gets in the game, you know the A's are winning. Mark Kotze on his closer. What's it like to be in the dugout to see him pumping fastballs with that wicked slider?
There's a lot of confidence there. You know, it's something that we haven't had over the last two seasons here. And, you know, if we can continue to maintain, his health and just keeping him healthy for the rest of the season and this bullpen, you know, we can have a good mix with roles that have started to develop that I feel really confident once we have a lead late. And it's not going to happen every time. It's baseball. You know, we're going to have some hiccups down there. But, you know, knock on wood, these guys can stay healthy and continue to have the success they've had so far.
It's like the shiny new toy on Christmas morning. You want to play with it every single day. Is it going to be hard for you to go, wow, I got another lead. I really want to get this win. Is it going to be hard for you not to get him up and bring him in?
No, because I always take the long, you know, term look. I mean, you know, it's more important to have him for 162 games as it is to win one game in April. I mean, every win matters. I get it. But stressing this kid at this point in the season, coming off, you know, an elbow issue last season, just there's no reward in that in my mind. And I think, you know, we both agree, him and myself, that we'd rather have him for, you know, 50 plus appearances than, you know, 20 in April and him being, you know, out for some time.
Eric Martins, I went up to him the other day before BP. He was working with the guys. I said, hey, do you know who leads all of baseball in double plays turn? He goes, no. I go, you do. And I go, that says a lot from where this was at the start of the year, leading the world in errors, to now playing really, really good defense. I don't know if you're leading it anymore. I know you're at the very top, but just talk about what he has done and the change in defense and what it's done for your club.
Well, I think, you know, that first homestand, I don't ever want to, you know, make excuses for these guys. And this isn't an excuse. They just came out tight. They came out with a level of expectation maybe they weren't used to. And, you know, they finally got settled down, like I talked about on the road trip. And we know we can play defense. And I think we saw, you know, since that stretch and as you know, talk about the number of double plays we've turned, an improvement that was more of our expectation level. And You know, Emar drills them every day. They go out, they do their footwork. They really work hard on their glove presentation, you know, and it's not for a lack of effort or lack of work. And I talked about that during the homestand when I was questioned, you know, do you guys do early work? yeah, we do. And we do it a lot. But it's also a tribute to the pitching staff, right? I mean, we're getting those double plays because we're getting the ball on the ground. And there's a lot of success when you get the ball on the ground and keep it out of the air from a pitching side, too. So, you know, I think, you know, overall, you know, we're going to continue to, you know, allow Emar, you know, to go out and work these guys and continue just to improve.
Are you saying you guys just don't show up 20 minutes before the game, roll the balls out and go?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. So you know, you always see MLB TV, they'll always show like the Orioles or the Yankees and they're out there doing early work and, yeah. You know, but no, rest assured, I promise you that we're working every day.
Yeah, no doubt. The defense, it's been a lot of fun to watch. And speaking of defense, you mentioned early the challenge that you're going to have in this upcoming series. You've already seen Cleveland. You know they like to run. You win up against the Nationals, who they just end up having a good series after playing the Athletics. They had a good series down at Dodger Stadium. Quite a bit. You faced teams already to start the year. It's like a track meet. So what is that like for Shea Langeliers, for McCann, from a catching standpoint? And also for your pitchers, it's got to be, hey, we need a little giddy up and we got to get faster to home plate.
Yeah, I mean, let's start with the pitchers, right? It's their responsibility to try to keep their times under 135. And we stress that. We continue to stress that. We've tried to implement it in the minor leagues, you know, and there's a balance to it. I understand that there's an importance of executing a pitch, but there's also an importance of keeping the runner off second base and out of scoring position. So, you know, we're fortunate to have Shea Langeliers behind the plate. His pop times are, you know, 175, 18, which really, you know, makes up for the lack of, you know, a pitcher's time and also the arm strength that he's shown over the course of these, you know, two seasons with us now is above average. So the Nationals came in, they tried it early on game one to run on him. I think he threw two guys out. And outside of that, they pretty much shut it down other than I think a stolen base, a third base. And you know, Max got, you know, his work cut out for him. He did throw a runner out last start, which was nice to see. Threw a nice throw right on the bag. You know, but this was a team that when Mac caught, these guys ran, I think, four or five times that game. They challenged him. So we're going to have to be cognizant if you know, Kyle starts one of these games to really do a great job with, you know, when we pick, the timing of our picks, varying our looks to second base.
And McCann is starting today as the Athletics. You're going to see the left-handed lineup today with Bybee in for Cleveland. You can hear the Mark Kotze Show. Download it, athletics.com/AceCast. Listen to it every week on AceCast. Watch it on the A's YouTube channel. We always have him live on Friday. We're going to continue to look at the first-place Cleveland Guardians. Andre Knott, who covers the Guardians, he does a little pre and post on television for Bally's, joins Jessica Kleinschmidt next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. Now four-seamer, and that is strikeout number eight for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
I have just found out that we have a very special in the third inning today. My third inning hit. We got a good one for you today. Today in A's history, I think you're really going to like it. Part two of the conversation, Andre Nadeau covers the Guardians on television with Jessica, talking about the third Naylor brother, who, by the way, just had a big day for Stockton. Yeah, he's in the A's system.
So with the Naylors, the A's have the third one, and I think Miles had a big game last night for, I'm not sure which team he plays for, but he's in the A's system.
Yeah, no, he's killing it as well, and that's really cool to see the family tree. And now for Tyler Freeman, he made the spectacular catch yesterday in center field. You would have no idea this guy transitioned, and it looks like he's been playing the center field position for years. What's it been like kind of having him a part of that roster and showing up in a position he wasn't really groomed to play?
No, I think the Tyler Freeman story is really cool. He's another California kid, but I know he's Southern, and I know it's, you guys go back and forth.
You got to be careful over here. You got to be careful.
That's why I'm staying out of that. But the thing about Tyler is, you know, you hear so much about guys that are top 100 prospects, right? Like we all know the guys. Well, Tyler Freeman was one of those guys like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, but he kept having injuries to his shoulders. He was a second baseman, shortstop, always hit with great average. And it was almost like, to be honest, by the end of last year, you start thinking, man, this kid has, I don't want to say he lost his opportunity, but you feel like the bubble had burst almost, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was like you have all these other young second basemen and shortstops. You knew he was not going to be one of those guys. And you have to give him a lot of credit. When Stephen Vogt came in, it was kind of like from management down, it was like, hey, we want your bat in the lineup. You hit 320, 330 in the minors, but you're not going to play in the infield and you're not going to play left field. So he really had to make a big choice. And Jessica, he made the choice of going to Arizona almost immediately in like mid-January to start learning the position. And it just speaks to like how much the kid really cares and wants to play. And it's been awesome. He told me we're in Boston earlier this week. He thinks his team works because it feels like a travel team because, you know, so many of these guys have been drafted together. So many of these guys have played in the minors together that, you know, for him to move to another position, to all of these guys, they're like, yeah, he's always been one of our best hitters, one of our best players. We just didn't know where we fit. So I think when you see him make that play last night, yes, it's a great play. Yes, it shows how much he's been working. But also, I think the other 6-7 guys on the field that know him are like, yeah, that's what we expect him to do. And if you look at it, he's got 3 home runs already this season. I know it's, you know, 15, 16 games in, but the Guardians didn't have 3 home runs in the last 2 seasons from the center field position. So Therefore, you can see if you look at OPS and you look at some of the nerd numbers, as I call them, and I don't want anybody getting mad at me. I got nerd in me too.
Okay.
Nerd numbers will tell you that he is the batting average doesn't blow you away, but everything else that he is doing right now is giving this team offense. And as you saw him defensively, I think everyone knows there's going to be a player or two that he messes up. He's never played there, but thus far, he's given this team plus offensively. So it's been a great transition, but it shows if you're in the top 100, top 50 prospects in baseball, usually there's a reason. They just had to figure out the position, you know?
And it's interesting that you mentioned that because obviously the numbers are showing. And if you look at any sort of these packets that are handed out, the Guardians have a lot of things working for them. But you mentioned just, if you want to use the term chemistry, that's fine, but they all kind of expect this from one another. Is that something that you wouldn't find on a baseball reference page that's adding to the success?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way of putting it. There's no stat for it. We always talk. Jose Ramirez is like a child. He's dear to our heart because when you watch him every single day, you understand his importance.
Yes.
And you know, and like you said, when we get these packets and we look at all these numbers and everything, yes, like there's no stat that says Jose Ramirez is going to out hustle you, outthink you, outplay you every time. Mm-hmm. we've watched it. So last week we were playing at a Red Sox, and this is nothing against Rafael Devers, great third baseman. I think most people would say in the American League, your two best third basemen are Jose and Rafael Devers. And we put up a side-by-side stats of both of their stats, and they're dang near even. Mm-hmm. And then I just blurted out on air. I'm like, yeah, but you can't quantify all the other stuff Jose does.
Yeah.
For me, Jessica, is one of the coolest things about this job is watching the impact that Jose has, because he's like your big brother, your best friend. And then he'll make you go eat grass in the outfield, literal grass. Like if you make an error. So Stephen Vogt, I think Stephen would say this as we go along. One of the coolest things he has in starting in this job is having Jose Ramirez next to him.
Andre Knott's good. The nerd numbers. I like that. No offense, nerd numbers. Coming up next, Martin Gallegos from MLB.com. He's in Cleveland covering the Athletics, and he's with Johnny D next. A little view from the press box right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Zarata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Back on A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, View from the Press Box. We have Martin Gallegos from MLB.com. Martin, welcome. Nice to have you with us. And look, yesterday we saw Max Schumann with his first career hit. It was a home run. Actually, I thought the first one was out.
Yeah, that first one that drove out there to left field, I think we all thought it was going to fall, at least for extra bases. You saw his big contingent of fans, his family and friends sitting out there behind the dugout. They thought it was going to at least drop for a hit, and when it didn't, you could just kind of see the dejection in both Schumann and his family's kind of faces when, seeing that it was so close. I mean, they've been following him around here for the last couple of days, and they've been hoping to see that first hit fall, and to see it go out a few innings later, that was a really cool moment for him. And he played a couple of hours away from here at Eastern Michigan, played college ball there, so really it kind of just worked out perfectly for him that a lot of his family was able to be here and he was able to get that first hit out of the way.
Well, Ryan Noda, some signs. We saw the double the other night, some signs that he's possibly breaking out. He did a big night last night.
Yeah, for sure. That home run was good to see, and then he got another hit, I believe a double, so he hasn't had too many multi-hit games this year. It's kind of been a slow start for him, especially compared to what he was able to do last year. I know he's kind of wanting to get back to what he was last year, but I think we also have to remember last year was his first full year in the big leagues, and he's still kind of on that development path where pitchers are making adjustments to him, and I think he's struggled with that a little bit, but he seems to be finding something. Obviously yesterday with those two hits, that does nothing but add confidence, so maybe you see him start to get it going here forward. He still played really good defense, which is good to see at first base. Now it's just kind of getting that back to that on base presence that he's been able to do.
Martin, what does Esteori Ruiz coming back to this club, what does that do for this club?
I mean, it brings a dynamic aspect, right, that they really don't have anywhere else, where obviously the speed that he has, the ability to get on base is something that the A's want to see a little more, but when he does get on base, obviously he's able to wreak havoc on the bases. We haven't seen it too much as far as the speed. We've obviously seen the power with the two home runs, which has actually been a pleasant surprise that he's been able to hit the ball hard, but we saw glimpses of it last year, in spurts where, he does so many things that are just wow you on the field. Now it's just kind of making it more consistent. It's kind of tough when he's not playing every day. Obviously, he's not in there today in the starting lineup, but he's just got to get his moments when he does get that starting opportunity, likely against lefties, and just try to perform as best as he can.
And for Zach Gelof, every player goes through it at some point. It seems accentuated when it's at the start of the season, but here we are, pitchers understanding hitters' weaknesses and hitters making the adjustment to those pitchers. He seems to have still that even keel every day. What are you seeing from Zach Gelof?
Yeah, I tried to break it down and figure out, identify what's changed from last year, and really it isn't a whole lot. Like, if you look at his strikeout rates, his walk rates, it's pretty similar to what he was doing last year. The only main thing I could see is he's putting the ball on the ground a little bit more, whereas as opposed to last year, he was driving the ball a little bit more in the air. So I'm thinking that's probably what he's trying to work on, is just getting more elevation to his swing and maybe trying to lift the ball ball a little bit more so he doesn't ground out so much. He has grounded out quite a bit compared to last year. But again, it's one of those things. He's going through his first full year as a major leaguer. Obviously, last year he had that great stretch where it just seemed like he never fell into a slump. But any young player is going to fall into a slump. Even experienced guys go into slumps, I think, just because, you know, the combination of it being, you know, how valuable he is to this team and the start of the season, it's a little bit more magnified for him. If this is the middle of the year, maybe you don't make as big of a deal about what he's going through. But he's working every day. You know, you never see him, you know, taking a break. He's always, you know, in the cage or out in the field, you know, trying to get better, trying to work on his swing. And I think it's just a matter of time for him. He's such a good player. And I think he's hard on himself because he wants to be kind of that guy for this team to get them going. But I think, you know, as soon as he gets, you know, a couple of good games going, I think you'll start to see him heat up and start to be that presence that we saw last year.
As always, Martin, great insight. Thank you so much.
Anytime, John.
That's Martin Gallegos from MLB.com. Townie, let's send things back to you.
He's solid. Love reading him. And, of course, he's great when we have him on A's Cast Live. Coming up next, we're getting you ready for Game 3 of this three-game set. A's and Guardians from Progressive Field. It's bacon and eggs and A's. It's an early morning game. Let's get it going right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at UBEO.com. That's UBEO.com.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
All right, time for the stat of the day. Now, when you fill out your lineups today and you're keeping score, there's two guys. You got to circle these two guys. Stephen Kwan, the kid from Fremont, went to Washington High. He's unstoppable right now. He's hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games. He's hitting .396 with a .999 OPS. Doesn't hit home runs and has an OPS like that. And he's scored 11 runs during that time. This guy is on fire. The other is Josh Naylor. He sees the A's. He's ready to, excuse me, the OPS for Kwan is .941 because Josh Naylor, in his lifetime against the A's, has the .999 OPS. .313 lifetime batting average against the A's, 16 RBIs in 17 games. So, as a pitching staff, you circle Kwan, you circle Josh Naylor. Can't let these guys beat you because they've been hammering you this year and really every year since they have gotten into the league. I love Sundays. Why? Because my guy Bobby Crosby is on. Bobby Crosby sits down with Vince Cotronio next, right here on A's Total Access.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the NADA bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
A's wrap up the first leg of their three-city road trip, a Sunday with the Guardians, and we visit with Bobby Crosby. And Bobby, watching Max Schumann deliver what he did last night, his first big league hit, which happens to leave the ballpark, an exciting moment. But I think back for you as a guy in player development, back when you tell players, we need versatility to get you to the big leagues. What those conversations were like to give a guy like Max Schumann the opportunity he's had this week?
Yeah, it's big for him. You know, knowing that he can play any spot. He can play the outfield, he can play infield. And I've been asked numerous times, what's his best position? And I say all of them. I mean, if he's a shortstop, he looks like a shortstop. If he's in center field, he looks like a center fielder. So, you know, him being versatile is what's a big part of why he's here.
What were those conversations like with players, not just Max, but others, when you tell them as their manager, look, this is something the organization feels like is going to give you the best path, whether it's going from infield to outfield or going from one side of the infield to the other or one corner to the other in the outfield?
Yeah, depending on the guy. Some guys are stubborn. They've been a shortstop their whole life or been a center fielder their whole life and don't really want to change. But, you know, when I talk to those guys, I try to let them know that, you know, you want to play in the big leagues. That's kind of the way the big leagues are these days. If you can be versatile and you can play other spots, you know, you got a better opportunity. If somebody goes down at any spot in the field, you could step right in. So the conversation, you know, sometimes depending on the player, it can go tough at times, but most guys take it pretty well.
Think back to when you were playing in the big leagues and you had a position, everybody had a position. There wasn't a whole lot of moving around and how much the game really has kind of evolved a little bit. Could you have even seen that coming as a player?
No, not too much. I mean, I wish I played more spots kind of growing up. I mainly played shortstop, a little bit of second base. At the tail end of my career, I had to play third base. I had to play second. I had to play first. And it was a little awkward, you know, to learn those spots in the big leagues is a little tough. But you know, I wish I'd played some other spots growing up.
You look at what the A's are trying to do right now, get off to a good start on a very tough road trip against some very talented teams. And it seems everybody's talked about trying to play loose and decisions that are being made, like Lawrence trying to go for a ball in a close game. You want them to keep the ball in front. Those kinds of conversations with those players, like thinking about where you are in the moment in the game, what's that like to have them anticipate certain plays?
It's learning for all of them. I mean, Esty kind of pulled up on a ball the other day, and I thought it was a good play. He maybe could have caught it, but he kept the runner at first. Yesterday, Lawrence went for it, and it got by him, and Kwan got to second base. So there's a little learning spots in every game where they're going to have to feel that out for themselves. You know, the instincts and the reactions is something you can't really teach. You have to experience it. And the more they experience it, they know when to do it and when not to.
How hard is it to find the identity of who I am as a player, who we are as a team? You've got so many young guys that are learning the way and still trying to figure out who they are, first of all, let alone what the team identity can be.
Well, yeah, that's the difficult part. You know, these guys are young and they're trying to learn when they can and when they can't go for it and who they are as a player. And then from that, we get our team identity where, you know, are we going to manufacture runs? Are we going to, you know, play ultra conservative and be smart? You know, different things like that. But, you know, the young players truly need to figure out who they are first and then go from there.
And as a coaching staff, the goal always is positive conversation, positive reinforcement, just to remind them you're here for a reason. Do the things that got you here.
Correct. I mean, we saw how they played the first week, and that was playing tense, and that was playing uptight. And now they've started to play loose, and we're playing better, and we're competing. So we want them to go out there and play the way that they're capable of, and that's playing loose and being free. And if they make a mistake, as long as they learn from it, and next time they don't make that same mistake, we're good.
Bobby Crosby on a chilly Sunday from Cleveland as the A's wrap up the series with the Guardians. Townie, now back to you.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. That's so interesting. something that maybe we want to get into more on A's Cast Live, where you just talk about the changes in baseball, where now so much about versatility, it changes so much day to day. Think about a guy like Max Schumann. I know we got to go and we got to get to the game, but Schumann yesterday almost hits two home runs, hits his first career home run. It's his first career hit. He walked and stole a base. You used to perform and the manager rides the hot hand. Got to get you in the lineup again tomorrow. But today's baseball, nope, right-hander on the mound, going with the left-handed lineup. Things are just different, just the way it is. All right, the final game of this three-game series is next, Guardians and Athletics. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.